USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A federal court in California is now ordering the release of migrant children. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
A federal judge said in a ruling that the Trump administration must make every effort to promptly and safely release children. Los Angeles-based U.S. District Judge Dolly G said the administration was again violating a longstanding agreement that generally compels the government to release migrant children detained at the border within 20 days. Plaintiffs represented by the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law alleged the coronavirus crisis has caused further delays in the mandated release of migrant children who could face increased risks of exposure in government-funded detention. Attorney Peter Shea said by email, this court order could very well prevent hundreds of children from becoming seriously ill with COVID-19 infections and even save some children's lives. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump may not be golfing, but there are a few people still out on the golf course. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flag sticks are not being touched.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.